This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The family of an El Paso County jail inmate who died by suicide in 2022 is suing the healthcare company responsible for her care at the time. CPR's Dan Boyce says the civil suit was filed in federal court Monday.
18-year-old Desiree Archuleta died in her jail cell in June of 2022 after a 23-day incarceration. The lawsuit against healthcare contractor WellPath says Archuleta repeatedly alerted WellPath staff of her mental health state. She also engaged in acts of self-harm. Archuleta died a day after WellPath officials took her off suicide watch. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office ended its contract with WellPath to provide health services at the jail at the beginning of this year. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The U.S. Postal Service is moving ahead with an overhaul of Grand Junction mail. The changes mean local mail on the western slope will now be sent to Denver for sorting before delivery. The plan is meant to help modernize the postal system, but locals in Grand Junction say it will lead to delays in critical mail. Both of Colorado's U.S. senators had voiced opposition to the plan. We're in for another weather change heading into the weekend. It will go from the 70s into the 40s and 50s over the next few days along the Front Range, and that could include some rain and snow. Here's Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
It's a shallow cold front coming in across Wyoming and northeastern Colorado. Cold air is more dense than warmer air, so this cold, dense air is almost like waves washing up on a beach.
Nelson says the mountains will be above this low layer of colder air, so it should be clear and mild in the high country. And in the mountains, it's highs in the 50s around Vail and Aspen this afternoon. Denver and Colorado Springs in the 40s and 50s today and into the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.